Very pleased we have a call from the headquarters of the American Legion in Washington, D.C. to kind of explain a little perspective on the VA secretary situation. And joining us is Joe Platzer. Joe, thanks for calling in today.
Awesome. How are you?
Good. Certainly the American Legion and all the other veteran service organizations are monitoring the situation very closely with the change of secretaries of the Veterans Administration, with Dr. David Shulkin leaving as of last week, and Dr. Ronnie L. Jackson appointed by the White House. What's the perspective on this change that happened last week?
First off, you know, we've been thanking Dr. Shulkin for the job that he's done on behalf of America's veterans for his year at the helm of the VA. I mean, during that time, he implemented appeals modernization, worked to improve the GI Bill with us, paved the path for the merger of electronic health records between the Department of Defense and the Department of VA, improved patient satisfaction. He implemented sharing agreements with like 76 different DOD medical facilities and the VA, decreased wait times, increased accountability, increased access to mental health care. I mean, he's done a lot for America's veterans in a short period of time while he's been there.
And he certainly had a background, having been both a physician and a hospital administrator in New York City, and had served as an undersecretary of the VA for close to 2 years. So he had a chance to learn the organization and see what areas could be improved quickly. Why do you think that? Any ideas why this happened?
You know, we're all reading the same things that you read in the papers right now about why it happened. We didn't have anyone from the West Wing contact us to give us a clear explanation on why Dr. Shulkin was being removed when he was. Anything I would say as far as what the president's decision would be speculation at this point.
Yeah, we've talked about the choice program on this show. We had the chairman of the House Veterans Affairs Committee, Jeff Miller, call in last fall, just before he retired, talking about it, and he was an advocate. And reading the article in the New York Times on Friday by Nicholas Fantos, there's a description that it really wasn't two options: one, fully funding the VA; two, a limited choice program of about $10 billion a year, which is less than 10% of the VA budget, versus a third option that was being championed by a group called the Concerned Veterans for America, an organization we understand that is sponsored by Charles G. and David Koch. And they were going for, apparently, a big defunding of the VA in preference to some kind of private health care for veterans. Is that something that's been out there? Certainly, when I was at the American Legion Conference in Washington in February, there was all the sentiment was against privatization of the VA.
Absolutely. And this is something that we've been watching for, since at least 2016. I mean, there's been calls to do this before, but we've been watching what they've been advocating for closely. And one thing that's important to remember is, like, by Resolution 372, right, of the American Legion, we are 100% opposed to privatizing or closing, VA healthcare facilities. So that's in ink, and that's sitting right on the books here.
And the other area that we've been following really for, 6-7 years was the program to try to shift healthcare records electronically from the Department of Defense to the Department of Veterans Affairs. Today we hear from veterans they're getting that done by CD. And there have been a number of efforts. There were several very large contracts, up to $10 billion issued in the last 2 years on that. We've been kind of following it. And that's something, I guess, Dr. Shulkin was championing it. It's a huge data project. How do you see that that particular program moving along?
Yeah, we're not so sure right now. I mean, we're hopeful that it passes, or goes through and is implemented. I mean, when you think about it, it would just totally make sense to have the veteran maintain the same electronic health record from cradle to grave, so to speak, from the moment they go to boot camp till the time they're put in a veteran cemetery. So to us, that just makes sense. But as far as how is that impacted by the change at the top right now, I think it's too soon to say.
It's just hard to, the perspective is so vast. I mean, that's something I've kind of learned that, you're really dealing with the big companies that are able to be providers to the federal government on projects like that. That's taken I mean, I think when President Obama first came aboard, he wanted to he made that a priority, and for all sorts of reasons, I guess it didn't happen. Anything else top of mind on this change of secretaries at the VA?
No, I mean, I think one of the things that we've been really paying close attention to and reminding people as we're looking towards the arrival of the or the confirmation of the 10th Secretary of the VA is that this is the the nation's second largest federal department. When you're looking at the budget, it's about $200 billion. They have more than 350,000 employees. And reminding people that it's bigger than just Veterans Health. I mean, you know, you have the Veterans Health Administration, but you also have the Benefit Administration, the National Cemetery Administration, you know, more than 170 medical centers and hospitals, over 1,000 clinics, more than 9 million veterans enrolled, 2 million receiving in-facility care. So, I mean, this is a big job for anyone who sits in that chair, and we're really curious to see how this plays out going forward.
Absolutely. Joe Platzer from the American Legion National Headquarters, Washington, D.C., thanks very much for calling in and giving us a little bit of perspective.
Absolutely, and we'll be happy to share more as we learn more.
We'll be back in touch. Joe, thank you very much.
All right, take care.
Have a good day.